Happy Thursday, everyone. Welcome back to The Scarlet Edit. I am your host, Nikki Corbett, and I am over the moon to be recording this episode right now. All of my episodes come out on Thursday, and today is Thursday, July 9th. Last year, on Thursday, July 10th, I launched the very first episode with the first portion of my story on The Scarlet Edit. I had absolutely no idea where this show would go over the course of 1 year. I had some thoughts, I had some dreams, but it has turned into more than I could ever have imagined, and that is thanks to every single one of you. This show has reached people in 97 countries. This show has reached people in every single United State, including the District of Columbia. This show has reached people on 6 of the 7 continents. The only one not on there yet is Antarctica. So to think that people in that many places have heard episodes of this show, have heard from my guests, have heard different stories, have heard different ways of thinking has just been the biggest gift. And I can't even believe it. It is so incredible to see. And I just can't even tell you how grateful I am. So on this day, this 1 year anniversary, I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate a few things and to talk through a few things, because while I've shared a ton on this show, I don't necessarily know that I've ever really shared in depth the origin, how I got here, why I decided to do this and put myself out there in this way, and what is currently happening with The Scarlet Edit and what is on the horizon for The Scarlet Edit. So let's get into it. Okay, so first and foremost, as of today, this will be the 71st episode of The Scarlet Edit that has been released. That is so wild to me. But also, it seems like I've never been more convicted and more confident that I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. So let's talk a little bit more about data, just because data is so much fun to me. So like I said, this is the 71st episode. Of the episodes I have done, 53 of those have been regular episodes, which are just your normal Thursday scheduled programming. 22 of those episodes have been guest episodes. 17 bonus episodes, which that's very fun. I love to just drop in a bonus episode. And then obviously one trailer. I actually put up a trailer on July 7th. If I had done it differently, I would have put that trailer out on the same day as I released the first episode, purely for anniversary and just overall metrics, but like it's really not that big of a deal. I did a series in February called Affairs Through the Ages. I had thought that that series might be something that I continued. Here's why I didn't. I've never talked about this. No one's asked. But I know that those episodes are still being downloaded and listened to on a regular basis. So the reason that I didn't continue that series, number one, it was an entirely different type of podcasting than what I do on a regular basis. Obviously, as you know, you come here and you listen to me. I'm just talking about a topic, usually if I'm by myself or if I'm with a guest, we're having a conversation. And I usually have 3 to 5 specific questions that I want to ask them and then things that come up as we're having our conversation. But when essentially reporting on an actual relationship that was with two very real people in our world, whether they are still with us or not, it's a lot of detail, it's a lot of accuracy, and it's a lot of making sure that you don't represent something the wrong way. And what ended up happening was those were a ton of a different kind of work, and I found myself not enjoying it. And I thought, wait a minute, like, nobody cares if I'm doing these types of episodes or not. Like, my show is growing because of the original recipe. So I just decided, you know what? I'm going to shelve that. I'm not going to do it every week. And if a relationship does come up that is in the celebrity, public figure type of space, then I'll do an episode on it as a bonus, which I've done now twice. My latest series, if you haven't listened, you should, because these episodes have been very fun, is The Summer of George. So I proclaimed as George from Seinfeld did, that this summer is the summer of George. So each week I am giving an update on basically how it's going, what I'm doing, what happened that was great, what happened that was not so great. And it's in a completely different format. It's not in this studio because I am out and about. So it's a different style, but it's really fun. And that will be running through the end of September when summer officially ends in my mind. So let's take a little dive into how did I even decide to start this show? I had been podcasting for a couple of years prior to The Scarlet Edit. I had a show called Round Two, where we talked about major life change. As that show evolved, I started speaking with a lot of entrepreneurs, and I got to talk to some of the coolest people who are movers and shakers, who are changing the world with their businesses. I really realized that while speaking with entrepreneurs is something that I love because I truly do it on a very regular basis, it wasn't the kind of podcast that I actually wanted to pour my heart and soul into. So I pushed the show back into its original major life change kind of focus area. But what I found was that it was very hard to grow a community like that because each week the stories were very different. So as a listener, you never knew what you were going to get. Now, with this show, you do know what you're going to get. I'm going to be talking about affairs. I'm going to be talking with somebody about affairs. I'm going to be talking about a specific aspect of affairs and relationships, always with that undercurrent of starting over and really claiming your own self-worth. And that is what really fires me up. And that's what I really, really love. So that is what The Scarlet Edit is obviously all about. But again, going back, how did I get here? I was also struggling at the time with my career. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I was an entrepreneur. But when I was looking back at my career history, and I was thinking like, okay, is this the type of fractional work I want to be doing? Is this the type of consulting work I want to be doing? I got to a point where I was like, no, I don't want to do operations type work. It just didn't light me up anymore. So then when you added to it that I had had this relationship, this 5-year relationship that was so, so impactful, that literally did change my life in many ways, and that was such a huge part of my journey towards becoming the woman that I am today, I realized that I felt like it was standing in my way. I felt by not just opening up and sharing it with the world that it was standing in my way and it was limiting me from living to my truest potential. Now, I have said before, and I will say again, you owe nobody your relationship history. You do not owe it to the world. You do not have to tell anyone. You do not have to tell everyone. Just because I chose to do that, that is because that's what worked for me. Because I have had people ask, like, why did you tell everyone this? Like, this is like a really big part of you, but it's also you're opening yourself up for scrutiny and for judgment. And you're right, I am. But I'll tell you, it has been worth it. It has been so worth it because of all of you, because of all of you that I've talked to, because of those of you that I'm working with, because of those of you who have had moments where something I said or something one of my guests said has made you feel less alone. That is why it is so worth it to me to do this show and to continue to let it evolve as its own energy and its own being. That is truly the coolest part because, like I said earlier, like I had goals for this show, I had dreams for this show, but it has turned out differently and so much better than I ever could have imagined. A couple of weeks ago, I put out a bonus episode about how you can work with me. So I'm not going to go into all of those things here, but I will say, as a result of The Scarlet Edit, I am doing work that does fulfill me, that I do feel is my purpose. And that was another reason why starting this show was something that I just knew was right and something that I just knew I was meant to do. So if you are interested in working with me or wondering what that could look like, the link to my website is in the show notes. You can take a look there and you are welcome to schedule a 15-minute one-on-one with me if you want to learn about what that could look like. So what's next for year two of The Scarlet Edit? You know what? I don't know. And you want to know why I say I don't know? It's because I just said that this show is an energy of its own. And one thing too that I absolutely love about the way that I manage it and the way that I put out content each week, it is so intuition led. It is so intuition driven. And in some ways, I almost feel like if you take a look at the episodes, especially the ones that started in 2026, and if you pay attention to how they flow together, it's almost like chapters of a book. And it's telling a story in a way that just makes sense. So that has been really awesome for me to trust my intuition on that level, to be able to put out episodes when I'm like, oh, this feels right. This really, really feels good. So that is why I say I don't know, even though I know it's big and I know it's huge. And I know that it's going to grow in ways that I still can't imagine. I know that I'm going to reach all of the goals that I have for the show because there's just no other option. There's just no other option. So to wrap up this 1 year episode, I'm so excited, you guys. Like, this truly is just the best, but it all boils down to you, to every single one of you that listen, to every single one of you that have shared the show with somebody else, to every single one of you that has been a guest on my show that has turned into a listener. I think you guys are just the best. I am so, so, so grateful, and I'm so looking forward to year two and all that it has in store. So as always, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I love every single one of you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.